join together in prayer. I just want to say something about this last song we sang. That song was written by Keith and Melody Green. And one thing that Keith was a very flawed person. I read a book about him. But one thing that he did is he loved Jesus with all his heart. I mean, incredibly so. And his life was tragically cut short, I think in the early 80s. But the words that he wrote in that song are just very wonderful. He indeed is our Redeemer. And he has left his Spirit with us on this earth to do his work until the new heaven and new earth meet. And so with that in mind, let's join with that Spirit in prayer for the people that are on this list, and also for the many things that I know many of you hold in your hearts that are not on this list. God, we thank you for this day, and thank you for that we can worship you together corporately in this land. We give you thanks for that. I want to pray today for Kay Nixdorf as she's waiting another surgery on her knees, as things have not gone well with the original knee surgery. Just pray that you'd be with Kay and Ray. Be with Ray as he takes care of Kay. Just be with them. Pray that they would know your peace. Thank you that they were able to be with us at the picnic. We give you thanks for good reports that Joyce Cody has had about her health with her condition called CLL. Just pray that it would continue to be a good report. We also thank you for the successful surgery that Grace Erb had this week with a sty in her eye. Just pray that you would continue to give her healing. And with that in mind, we also pray for Ed Bachman, who is this very moment at urgent care because of a fast-growing sty in his eye. Just pray that he would heal from that, and that it would be something that could be taken care of quickly. We pray for Charlie Eshelman as he recovers from hip surgery. Just be with he and Betty as he heals. Just pray that he would make a good recovery and that he'd be able to walk again without pain. Just pray for Pastor Steve, who's with us today, who went through a procedure where they fixed his heart from the atrial fibrillation that he was experiencing from time to time. And he told me this morning that he's feeling good, and just pray that that would continue to be the report, that this procedure would heal his AFib that he goes into from time to time. And just pray for all of the families that are expecting, and for the new life that we have among us. Thank you for the new McElhaney baby. Just pray that you'd be with her as she grows. Pray for Bob and Kelly Carr as they await the coming of their baby. Thank you for the easing of the restrictions that Kelly is now enjoying. Be with Alicia and Ken Engel as they await the arrival of their baby next year. And be with Nate and Rebecca Erb as they are awaiting a new life. Just be with them. Be with mother and child in all cases. And God, we thank you for the way that our church is involved in worldwide missions. Thank you so much that Mark and Kristen can be here right now during this extended home leave. Just pray that you'd be with them as Mark brings the message at Kristen's home church. Just pray that this would be a time of rest and relaxation for their family, a time for vision. Pray for Deanne Zimmerman, as I believe she has returned to Thailand now. Just be with her and her ministries there. Just thank you, God, that we can be involved in the going forth of your kingdom on this earth, both here at home and abroad. I just thank you for that. And God, as I almost always pray, I pray that the worship of Yahweh would come to the places on this earth where it does not exist at this moment. Pray that the light would shine into the darkness in places where it seems the darkness has overcome. And we know that you are greater than the darkness. And so it's with great faith and certainty that we pray for this. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good morning. Good morning. It's good to see everybody. I was not here last week. I missed seeing your faces. We had some sick kids, so. But I'm here, so it's good to be here. By way of announcements, the first thing there on the bulletin, as you can see, Mark and Kristen next, this is September 9th. They're going to be hosting a Lord's Breakfast here at the church in Fellowship Hall here. It's basically a breakfast that they're providing, and they're going to share about their time in Peru working with Kids Alive. If you could RSVP to them if you're planning on coming, that way they can kind of plan for numbers. I believe they have the date there by September 2nd, either at the email address or the phone number that's right there. And as I said, Mark and Kristen are not in town today. They're in Palmyra. Mark is bringing the message at Kristen's home church where she grew up, and a Spanish church this afternoon. So that's great for Mark to keep up his Spanish, you know, while he's home. Summer Muggin, next Sunday will be the last Summer Muggin. So that's going to be, I enjoy that time. I am looking forward to the beginning of Sunday school, though. I enjoy Sunday school. And speaking of Sunday school, I'm just going to kind of give you a brief outline of how that's going to kick back in. On September 10th, Mark and Kristen will be having Sunday school. They'll be talking about their work with Kids Alive, their work in Peru. Then on the 17th, Jerry and Christy Shannon are going to be here, and they're going to be sharing about their work with Embracing Hope Ethiopia and all that's going on there. Then on the 24th of September, that's when the regular Sunday school will start. We have a couple ideas floating around, and we will make announcements probably next Sunday outlining what we're going to start with for Sunday school. Also, another shout out for painters. Still need painters. A bunch of guys, I think Roger, Dale, and Mike have been putting a lot of time in painting. I hope I'm not missing somebody if somebody else was painting. I know it's something that I've definitely been wanting to help out with, but if you could help out painting, let Mike Shirley know and let him know when you can come, and he'll make sure you have all the materials and show you what to do, what to paint. I believe that is everything. If I'm missing anything, let me know. Okay. Texas? I don't know about that. Oh, that's, yeah, okay. Wow. 3 or 4 feet of rain. I can't even really wrap my mind around that. Sure, let's pray for the people of coastal Texas. God, I just pray for the coast of Texas right now. I know that they have seen many natural disasters there in the years and decades past. But just pray, man, that you would be with them, that you would that somehow life would be protected, and that in the face of the loss of life, that people would turn to you and find their hope in you. I just pray that you'd be with the people of southern Texas. Just protect them, watch over them, and just pray that on the backside of this, I pray that you would lead us as to how we can help and what to do. In your name we pray. Amen. What's that? Oh, wow. Okay. Stranded in Texas. Is he near coastal Texas? Okay. Wow. Hopefully he can make it to Houston. All right. Well, with that in mind, let's greet one another in Jesus' name.